Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met Monday with two of his top law enforcement officials about the deadly violence that erupted at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. Trump returned to Washington from his working vacation at his New Jersey golf resort for a briefing on the unrest from Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Christopher Wray, newly installed as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the country's top criminal investigative agency. Trump spoke about the fatal incident.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
The Charlottesville rally was staged to protest the city's planned removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee. Lee was the leader of the Confederate forces in the 19th century Civil War that was fought over the issue of slave ownership in the southern U.S. The top U.S. general says the United States and its South Korean allies are working through a number of technical issues before the United States' terminal high-altitude area defense system can be fully deployed on the Korean Peninsula. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joe Dunford told reporters he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in did not talk about the specific timeline for THAAD's full deployment during their meeting Monday in Seoul. The talks come amid worsening tensions on the peninsula following a series of missile tests and increasing military rhetoric by North Korea. VOA News. U.S. President Trump is set to order his trade office to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property. But Beijing warned in advance that both countries would end up losers in a trade war. Trump took a break from his working vacation at his golf resort in New Jersey to return to Washington to sign an executive order directing U.S. Trade Representative Robert Litzinger to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. Trump wants trade officials to look at Chinese practices that force American companies to divulge their proprietary intellectual information in order to do business in China. If the United States pursues the case, it would eventually ask the World Trade Organization to impose penalties on China or seek some other remedy. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding 8. Communications Minister Rémi Dangeneau said the dead are mainly children and women, and the toll would likely rise. The nationalities of the victims are reported to include Burkinabes and foreigners. Burkina Faso President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore said the raid that was a despicable attack that has Ouagadougou in mourning. In a Twitter message, the president said the fight against terrorism is a long-term struggle. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence encountered resistance from Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Sunday over President Donald Trump's threat to use military action in Venezuela. Speaking at a joint news conference with Santos in Cartagena, Pence did not rule out using military force, but he did not directly talk about it either. He said there are many options available to pressure the Maduro regime in Venezuela, including increasing economic and diplomatic pressure. Pence assured Santos that the U.S. will not stand by as Venezuela crumbles and slides into dictatorship. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.